Cindy Brown.
Yes.
This is Paula Dean.
Hi, Paula.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for answering your phone.
Well, I was just typing you a message because I thought y'all probably couldn't get to me today.
Oh, my gosh. No, we got through on the first ring.
Oh, Paula, I love you so much.
Well, thank you, Cindy, and I return that love to you. And there's just not enough love in this world anymore.
I'm just going to read you my message I just sent you.
Okay.
All right. Paula, I just think it got too late for you to call me, and you got too busy with other calls to talk to me, but I wanted to tell you a few things. First of all, I think you are the most awesome woman, mother, and guinea I've ever seen. You don't have a mean bone in your body. We are so much alike. I feel about you like you felt about Julia Child, and I want to meet you just like you always wanted to meet her. I was born in a small town just like you. I talk like you. I measure nothing but a few things I bake with, and I just throw things together and people ask me how I did it. It's just like your biscuit mix. Try this. I cut in Philadelphia cream cheese and fruit like blueberries or your figs that you've been growing, and about a quarter cup to one cup of mix. I pour in the buttermilk and I until it all comes together, and then I leave it a little bit wet. I drop it on a hot skillet and then I bake it at 450 until they're golden brown. I know you're in a hurry.
No, I'm not, honey. I'm eating this up.
Oh, I love it.
All right, now you use my biscuit mix. A cup of biscuit mix, and then do you put in fresh berries or frozen berries, or?
You can use frozen berries. I love the frozen blueberries. I just run them in the colander.
Yes. You know,
quarter of them. And then I put about a quarter cup to a cup of your mix. And then after I fold that in, I cut in Philadelphia cream cheese first.
How much cream cheese, Cindy?
I put about a half a cup. Cup, or about a quarter cup.
Okay, so you'd use a 3-ounce square.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I use the tub and I just dish out what I want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I have my skillet heated, in the oven, and I take it out. I put olive oil and butter on it, and then I take it out and I just drop them on there. I don't roll them out.
Yeah.
I just drop them on there, and then I bake them at 450 until they get brown. And then I butter the top, and then I serve them right off the skillet.
Oh, my goodness, Cindy.
You got to try it.
Honey, I am going to so do it. You know,
yeah.
I loved it when I was shooting my show, and I'd have different people. Huh?
I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Oh, God. Well, your note to me was so beautiful, beautiful.
I love you, Peggy.
Oh, well, Cindy, I wish I could meet you, honey. I wish I could meet you. Do you ever come to Savannah?
Well, I've been invited up there by your brother-in-law, Nick. He's a friend of mine.
Oh, he is?
Uh-huh. One of these days I'm going to go. He wants me to see the tugboat and all that stuff. And one of these days I will.
Well, where do you live, Cindy?
I'm in right below Jacksonville in Orange Park, Florida now. I lived on Carl's Island up there. Uh-huh.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula, or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. I have my family. I now am the mother of 9 grandchildren.
Yeah, I know every one of them.
Yeah.
And the first time I ever saw Jamie Dean, I was in love.
Oh, listen, he's the sweetest baby. He just left the house a few minutes ago. He came to visit with his old mama for a few minutes.
I love them both.
Well, you know what? I was about to hang up and forget to ask you your question.
Oh, you don't have one? Cause
you don't have one?
No, the only question I got is, you know, I want to get your shows on and be able to see. I watched every one of the Positively Paula's, and I can't get to the second episode, but I'm working on that.
Oh, no.
Right now, I got the old ones on right now, the first show.
Oh, good.
I'm watching all of them. But your pizza dough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you make your pizza dough and you ball it up and you want to throw it up in there?
Yeah.
You take that pizza dough and you slam it on that counter.
Slam it on the counter?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the counter really gets as big as you want it to.
Well, I tell you. I would just love to get 100 women here in my house and everybody have their own kitchen, because I love seeing how other people do things.
Yeah.
Because we get so used to doing things one way. Well,
right.
There's a lot of ways to skin a cat.
That's right.
And I just love seeing what the other girls out there are doing in the kitchen. Because, you know, I can learn something new every day.
Well,
every day.
I'm going to tell you, you know, you got your figs growing.
Yes.
Them figs, I use them in more than just preserves. I cook them down in a cobbler. I make a cobbler with them, and they're so good. You just put them in the bottom of the pan with some butter, let them cook first. Then you pour your cobbler dough on top of that, and it just rises right through those figs, and it is just so good.
I bet it is out of this world, and I've never, ever done that. I do make a fig cake that'll make your tongue want to slap your brains out. They are good. It's good,
yeah,
honey.
You can do that. You can put them in your biscuits, you know.
Oh, my goodness. I've never thought about it. I just put them on it. See, that's why I need to have a cooking school or something so y'all can teach me all these tricks.
Yeah.
Well, Cindy, you are just adorable. And I can't thank you enough for the love that you have for me and my family.
Oh, I will forever.
And everything that you said. And thank you so much, my dear. And even though we hadn't met, I love you. I love the person that I met over the phone.
We're not strangers. We're just people, friends that hadn't never met.
That's not met yet. I say that all the time.
That's right.
Okay, Cindy, you have a blessed day, darling.
I love you.
I love you back.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye. I just enjoy hearing from y'all, and I always send y'all love and best dishes.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.